You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Well, with the extraordinary headlines about the economy and the financial sector, it makes sense that people are interested, and we've been deluged with emails on a whole variety of subjects. But last week, we got a very interesting email from someone named Vicky Rovere, who begins her email with the phrase, "Although I'm reasonably bright, I'm pretty stupid when it comes to financial matters." And then she goes on to suggest a couple of things Americans might do to change the course of the economy. Well, we were so interested in her suggestions, and they raised so many economic issues at once, we decided to bring in an economist to talk about them. And joining us here in the studio is Dr. Jeffrey Sachs from Columbia University. Also, Jim Ellis, Assistant Managing Director of Business Week, is also here with us. Thanks, Dr. Sachs, for joining us.
Pleasure.
Let me read you what Vicky Rovere suggested here. Would Americans be open to an appeal to their patriotism? You know, we heard about the Marshall Plan, you know, during World War II. What if millions of us entered the stock market and put in an amount we could afford to use? I could scrape together $100. It's not enough to open an account, but I could find a friend who's already investing and ask her to invest it for me. If millions of people did this, would it make a difference? That was her first suggestion. Second suggestion is even more interesting. It's been explained that the reason the money freeze is going on is because the general population doesn't have the ability to get loans, and small businesses don't have the ability to get loans. What if local people created a money pool locally that would be available to small businesses to get loans? They could pay you back in goods and services, no interest expected. When your neighbors built your barn years ago, they didn't charge. They just knew it would get them the same kind of help when they needed it. Thank you for your kind attention, says Vicky Rovere, who's a listener here in New York City. Dr. Jeffrey Sachs, can mobilization of people's sort of patriotism, you know, move the economic needle in some sense?
I think patriotism will be needed to have our nation come together on some long-term solutions, because we're in a bit of a mess. But once a bubble has burst in housing prices or in stock prices that were at levels that they shouldn't have been at, except for being artificially pumped up by cheap money and a sense of euphoria, you can't just patch that together. We can't make the housing prices go back up to levels that they shouldn't have been at in the first place.
Well, but let's talk about the sort of ground-up issues that Vicky raises here. You know, you've been you've had a great profile in the Millennium Fund initiatives at the United Nations, which are very much global, even though they involve local initiatives. Does the Millennium idea scale down to the level of communities where people can pitch together, put together a fund that might get bank loans become available to small businesses in people's communities? If people put up that kind of money, would it have an impact? We're always talking about the savings rate of people in Japan and how much that's supportive of their economy.
Again, we have a banking sector to do that. We have to get it back to health. It's good when we have local banks investing in local communities, to be sure. But the big problem right now is that our banks, on a very large scale, took funds heavily from abroad and use them to lend for a housing boom that wasn't justified by the ability of the borrowers to repay. Mm-hmm. Now those loans have fallen bad, housing prices are going down, and we're going into a recession. I think people should understand that it's hard, of course, and it's, however, not the end of the world. We have a cyclical economy. The economy is going down after being badly and artificially pumped up by Alan Greenspan for many years. He made bad mistakes. The regulators made bad mistakes. There will be a period of unemployment. The budget deficits will widen sharply in this country. Where we're going to need patriotism is to come together on solutions to redirect the national economy, to help poor people that have not been helped by the Bush administration, to help people get health care, to help people transit to new long-lasting jobs, in building infrastructure that this country desperately needs, in a new sustainable energy system that doesn't destroy the climate. So the key for us, actually, is not to try to recreate a Bush-era bubble, which burst and was not sustainable, but to create an effective, fair economy in the future that is environmentally friendly and internationally competitive on the right grounds. Mm-hmm. That's going to take many years, but we need a completely different economic approach. And I think that that's why we need a lot of change right now.
But you would agree on the individual micro level that people saving money, perhaps not necessarily loaning it to local businesses, but households saving money is something that you argue. Obviously, governments need to save money and to pay their bills and become more efficient. But as an individual, we're not necessarily good at savings in the United States. So that would help, right?
Well, of course, what happened in the last few years was that households borrowed very heavily. They borrowed against their home equity. They borrowed to buy houses. They had negative saving rates because they thought that high home prices would bail them out. High home prices have now become low home prices. They didn't get bailed out. Households are squeezed. Now they're cutting back their consumption. They are raising their saving rates. But in the first instance, what that does is contribute to the economic contraction itself, because home building is going down and purchases of automobiles and other appliances and consumer durables are going down.
Well, quickly, Jeffrey Sachs, I mean, poor Vicky Rovere says the only thing she's been asked to do in this crisis, or asked not to do, is to not panic. And she kind of wants to do more. Can you just think for a moment, we're going to get some headlines, can you think for a moment about you know, what it is that she might actually do?
I think that she has to take care of her personal finances to be responsible. She has to be a responsible citizen now, supporting the kind of long-term, realistic economic change that we need in this country. But I'm afraid that there's no simple individual remedy to a bubble that has burst.
And on the line is Vicky Rovere, our listener, who posed the question, what can Americans with patriotic instincts who want to help the economy do? Vicky, thanks for joining us. And we brought Dr. Jeffrey Sachs in to respond directly to your question. Did you hear an answer in there?
Well, I heard not anything reinforcing my ideas. Obviously, he's got answers, and I did like his emphasis on helping poor people. But I'm talking about not necessarily solving the problem as a whole, but making a dent in helping individual people. And in fact, I just heard a story that Code Pink, the women's anti-war group, had an appeal from a woman who was about to lose her home, and they put it out as an email and managed to raise enough money to save her, and going to continue supporting her until she can get back on her feet. So that I think that as a viral thing, if folks know that that kind of thing is going on, then they can think about applying it to their own situation.
Do viral initiatives work in your view? Is it a new methodology, Dr. Jeffrey Sachs?
I believe that Vicky's right, that communities need to stick together. People need to help each other. Given the scale of what we face of millions of people in trouble right now,
and maybe
this is going to have to be a responsibility of government to a very large extent. But this doesn't mean that people don't act as good neighbors and good helpers in their own community. It does mean that we need government now, and
right.
We haven't had responsible government during this whole 8 years of the Bush administration.
Well, let's put the Bush administration aside for a moment.
It's hard to do, but
I know it's hard for Jeffrey Sachs.
We actually need to do that on January 20th, 2009.
Okay. All right, fine. But we all are aware of the campaign. Jim Ellis, maybe the issue then for Vicky, the takeaway, patriotic takeaway for Vicky, is let's empower government to enable communities to take action and maybe be incentivized to do some of the kind of things she's talking about.
I mean, basically, the best thing we can do is to let our representatives in Washington sort of know what our own objectives are and what our priorities are, and that then enables them to put money behind what we ought to go at. If on a completely micro basis, I mean, the difficulty is the scale. There's just too much wealth that's been lost and too much money that's needed. But, if you really want to do something good, there are, you can buy, let's say, muni bonds in your local area. That right now the muni bond market is very troubled. Places like
municipal bonds support all kinds of infrastructure.
California last week appealed to its citizenry to buy its bonds because they were going to have to pay a lot more money if they sort of floated the entire thing out in the marketplace. And 80% came from small investors. New York City is going to have a bond issue soon. So there are things like that. And also a lot of social services agencies are going to drop now because they're losing money because of stock losses.
So, Jeffrey Sachs, there are ways for people to participate in sustainable initiatives and the regrowth of infrastructure by being a part of these bond programs. Yes?
Quickly? I think adding to the social services would be something I would really emphasize.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming down, and particularly Dr. Jeffrey Sachs. Thanks so much for being with us. Vicky, how do you feel?
I'm mixed. I'm sort of like, as I said, I have trouble dealing with the financial issue, so I'm not quite sure how
to apply
what I've heard.
You're not stupid, that's for sure. You're a takeaway listener. You asked a question. We got you some answers.
Yes,
thanks so much for being with us.
Thank
Vicky Rovere, Dr. Jeffrey Sachs, and Jim Ellis on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.